personal experience. Cruising the Mediterranean. Eileen and Michael Chin have always loved travelling. After Michael was diagnosed with PSP last year, the couple was keen to continue their passion with a cruise. Here, Eileen shares their experience of cruising the Mediterranean last September. I just needed to complete a form detailing Michael's PSP and mobility needs. I found notifying Cunard in advance of our needs reassuring. Michael received a working diagnosis of PSP last summer after experiencing frequent falls and changes to his speech. The diagnosis was confirmed in December 2022, although we suspect there were signs of PSP for up to 3 years prior to this. Before Michael started experiencing PSP symptoms, he was always very active and had lots of hobbies. We enjoyed travelling the world, taking in countries including Japan, Malaysia and Australia, and we regularly visit our son who lives in America too. We have been on cruises before and enjoyed them very much, but it didn't cross our minds when we first thought about taking a trip following Michael's diagnosis. I did speak to the PSPA helpline about holidays. Michael was beginning to feel a little frustrated since he was used to being out and about and experiencing different locations and cultures on a regular basis up until he became ill. But now his balance and mobility are affected. I felt like our options were limited. It was the helpline who suggested a cruise, and I'm so glad they did. We cruised previously with Cunard, so I contacted them to look into their accessible options. Once we'd chosen what type of cruise we wanted, we went with a Mediterranean cruise, taking in Spain, France and Italy as part of its itinerary. I just needed to complete a form detailing Michael's PSP and mobility needs. I found notifying Cunard in advance of our needs reassuring. Knowing people would be on hand to help and staff would be aware of Michael's mobility issues before we even boarded. We decided to holiday with my son and his girlfriend this time to have some extra support in case I needed it. We were very excited when September came around. The cruise departed from Barcelona, so the first leg of the journey was to fly from the UK a day ahead of departure. Once in Barcelona, it was really easy to board the ship. We chose a smaller ship for the trip to make it easier for getting around once on board, and we had a really lovely cabin with plenty of room and a balcony to enjoy too. We took in some beautiful sights whilst on the cruise. We didn't always leave the ship when it docked in the different ports. We saw plenty from on board the ship and there was always so much to do anyway. We were happy to sometimes stay behind and relax instead of exploring. We did get off at some ports, including Sicily and Naples. We would disembark for a few hours to have a quick look around, enjoy a local cafe and get something to eat. Naples was slightly harder to get around as it was quite hilly, and Michael used a wheelchair when off the ship. Whilst on the ship, we kept ourselves busy with a different entertainment available every day. Michael was particularly interested in the range of talks and lectures on offer, and whilst he enjoyed those, I got artistic at a watercolour class. We regularly enjoyed taking in afternoon tea, and each evening there was a different show. A range of restaurants were available from buffets right through to high-class dining. We preferred the seated meals, so didn't try the buffets, but there seemed to be something to appeal to every taste. The breakaway did us all no end of good. A cruise is such a great option for us. Everything you need is all in one place, plus there is lots of help on board, should you need it, which I found very safe and reassuring. There's also a medical wing on board, should you or your loved one become ill or take a fall. Michael enjoyed travelling again and taking in new sights, and I enjoyed a chance to relax and break away from the daily routine. We are already thinking about our next trip and have booked a cruise in November to see the Northern Lights, something we have always wanted to experience. Top tips for cruising holidays. Pick a smaller ship, such as the Queen Elizabeth. Cruise ships can be vast, so picking a smaller ship means that it's easier to get around to the different areas and activities. If you need it, cruise ships do have accessible rooms available. Cunard offer accessible stateroom with wheel-in wet rooms. These get booked quite quickly, so booking early is important. Flying to and from Barcelona was very tiring for Michael. In future, we will pick cruises which sail from Southampton, so we just need to concentrate on one journey there and back. Make sure you make the cruise company aware of any mobility or dietary requirements ahead of your trip. If you're still waiting for a diagnosis, ask your neurologist to provide a working diagnosis. This will allow you to get insurance for your trip whilst you wait for your diagnosis to be confirmed. Choose insurance which includes cruise-specific cover. It is more expensive, but it covers unlimited medical expenses, including repatriation if necessary. Do a bit of prior research into locations to see which areas most accessible. This should help you plan your trips, should you choose to disembark at any port.